Hello, everyone, and welcome to another special episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Stephen Dutzman. I am your host, and I am also the founder of EngageFamilyGaming.com. That is a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-hosts come together to make sure everyone has the information they need to get their family game on. Today, I'm driving home from work. This is 2 days in a row. Don't worry, not going to make a habit. But I wanted to wait because at noon Eastern time today, Google held or posted, it was a YouTube video, so they posted their first Google Stadia Connect video, and this was a big one. They announced some games, they announced pricing, and a release window. I think they nailed it. I know a lot of folks were questioning whether or not Google Stadia was going to be, whether this was going to just limp out of the gate. I know a lot of people were all doom and gloom about it to begin with, about how it's going to fail, etc. There were some price leaks in the morning, and people were like, oh my goodness, this is going to bomb. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. We don't know what's on this thing yet. So here's what they told us. Google Stadia is coming this year. Looks like this year, founders will be able to play it. They're releasing like a founders pack for early adopters, kind of like a beta test. That founders pack's going to be about $129. And it'll come with a controller and a Chromecast Ultra so you can plug it into the back of your computer. And then it's also going to include 3 months of Google Stadia Pro, which will be $9.99 a month. There is also Google Stadia Base, which is free. And essentially, you buy the video games a la carte. And there's some restrictions on the quality of the streaming, but 1080p is available for free based on the games you buy. So that's the pricing stuff. The $9.99 really caught me off guard. I was expecting this to be $20, maybe $30 a month. They came in at a very aggressive price point. And you're not getting all of the games on Google Stadia for free. They're going to have a suite of games, a la like PlayStation Plus or Xbox Game Pass, that will be available for you, and the rest of them will be kind of a la carte. But the highlight was Destiny 2 and all of the DLC content, which is super rad, I think. And assuming that the promise delivers, being able to play Destiny on your, anywhere, basically, without having to buy a special console, that's neat. It's going to expand the game. And give more people the opportunity to play. They also, this wasn't part of the Google Stadia, but Destiny also announced that they are allowing cross-play, where you're going to be able to cross-play across all platforms in September, which I think is pretty awesome. The Stadia, that's the price. They came out and the Founders Pack is coming, and the service will be available for those founders in November. So it looks like it'll be them, and then shortly thereafter, everybody else. But they also announced some games. They announced Baldur's Gate 3, which is a legacy game that's a sequel to some of the best-loved PC role-playing games of all time, set in the Dungeons & Dragons universe. The trailer looked really cool, although it was a little gross. And yeah, that was impressive. They also showed off a really impressive lineup of other support. Lots of help from Ubisoft, Electronic Arts, obviously not from Microsoft or Sony or Nintendo, but Ubisoft loves this thing. Their games like Ghost Recon Breakpoint and Assassin's Creed Odyssey, The Crew, a lot of those games were all on here. So it looks like there's going to be a robust library of games. Square Enix also big time helping, with the Tomb Raider games and Final Fantasy 15, etc. So I'm kind of bullish on this. I think this is a really good idea. We don't know what all the free games are. They're going to come with the Pro, but I bet we will find out over the course of E3, because they're going to be making more announcements and telling us what games are going to be available on Google Stadia. So I'm looking forward to that during the Ubisoft show. you know, is this going to be something that we're going to be, you know, kind of getting for our kids? I don't know. I mean, I think this has the advantage of being a cool way to buy some games. I mean, I don't know that there are many families where this is going to be the only way they game. But I think that there are going to be a fair number of people who are going to turn to this because, you know, consoles are expensive, but everybody has a PC. A lot of families have tablets and things like that. You're going to be able to run some pretty awesome games just buying them from this service. So, I mean, the internet, the quality of the internet is going to matter, obviously. But that's another piece of information they detail. They said that they need 30 megabytes per second of download speed in order to get 4K, 60 frames per second. That's really good. You know, it's not impossible to get those numbers, but if you only have, say, 10 megabytes per second, which is, I think most consumers have at least that, at least on the coasts, you can still get 1080p, you know, it'll look like a PlayStation does now. The 10 gigabytes, you can get 720p, which is not great, but it's still, you know, it's better than standard def. This is one of those things, it'll be interesting to see as we get more details. Am I going to buy it? Probably not. I guess it really depends on the games that are on the service. I will very likely buy games on sale through Stadia. We will have machines that will be capable of playing it. But this is, you know, man, this is just, it's a really cool idea. I had my doubts initially. I wasn't ready to just throw it out, but I was wondering whether or not they would stick the landing, and they absolutely did. They have been paying attention to Nintendo Directs and the PlayStation State of Play videos, and they just nailed it. Again, man, $9.99 is a really good price. $9.99 is a nominal fee. And so, obviously, if all it includes is Destiny, that's not great. But if there are other games bundled in with this thing, I really think it's going to be a great deal. And it'll be worth it, even for folks that maybe just don't have a super powerful laptop, you know? And that'll help. Maybe you have a Switch and your you know, you got a laptop. You can, instead of buying a PS4 or an Xbox One as your second console, you can just use Stadia and play on your laptop. I think that's going to make a pretty big difference. And I definitely think this puts a lot of pressure on Microsoft and on Sony. Because, man, they did a great job. And, you know, Microsoft is obviously, you know, obviously is probably not the right word. I feel strongly that Microsoft will bring something to the table because they do have xCloud. And Microsoft has a lot of crazy infrastructure, too. But it will be interesting to see, you know, what Microsoft does during their conference. I still do have concerns about Stadia, specifically because it is so heavily integrated into YouTube. And YouTube is not a safe place for kids. So for, like, grown-ups in general, sure. But, like, kids, I struggle with that because, man, can you find some crazy stuff. And Google is primarily focused around algorithms and the value of algorithms, and that means they can be manipulated to show people things that they should not see or influence people in ways that we really don't want them to be. So I have my concerns about that. That is certainly something that we're going to have to worry about. But for adults, you know, I think this is going to be a really neat process, a really neat thing to, you know, kick the tires on. The free version, where there will be games that we'll be able to purchase, that's next year. So it's coming very soon. And obviously, we're going to hear more over the course of E3 next week. So that's the nuts and bolts of it. If you're a Baldur's Gate fan, you definitely owe it to yourself to go look up that Baldur's Gate trailer. Man, was it cool. I'm super hyped for that. They also showed off Darksiders Genesis, which is a new Darksiders game, but it's basically Diablo with the Darksiders in it, which sounds pretty awesome to me. That's the Google Stadia announcement. It was great. I think all things considered, A plus to them. They did a really good job of delivering the message, showing the games, and really showing what these Stadia Connect videos are going to be. So I do hope you guys have a great day. I will be publishing another episode tomorrow where I will lay out all of our E3 plans. So if you are interested, definitely check us out, because I'm going to be bringing all the details as far as what you can expect from Engage Family Gaming during the week of E3. So until tomorrow, I hope you guys have a wonderful day. And until next time, don't forget to get your family game on.